Hello everyone, this is Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com. This is the second in our series of podcasts dedicated to the AVN 2014 awards voting. Just a quick recap, I am a voter, have been for a number of years. I really appreciate the honor to get to have my voice heard, take a look at some of the very best, and help select what the industry decides are the very best performers, series, movies, directors, all that good stuff. This series of podcasts goes over a number of the categories. Also, we have discussed and will discuss other issues, so please take a moment, use the feedback or reply button down at the bottom of this page. Leave any questions, comments, we will address them as they come up. Also, you can hit me up on Twitter, Roger T. Pipe on Twitter, with any questions or comments or things you'd like to discuss. We do about 12 to 15 minutes, cover several categories. If we get some good input, well, you know, then we will we'll take a look at those. Also, just to let you guys know, if you're hearing this at the time that they're first going up, between the last 2 weeks of January, we do have a contest on RogReviews.com. Vivid has sent us a number of copies of the movie Squatter, directed by James Dean. And thanks to our awesome webmaster, Natalie Dawn, we have a contest where we are eliciting your favorite haiku or limerick dedicated to James Dean. Don't worry, there's no judging. Just put it out there. Everybody who enters will be placed into the drawing, and the drawing will take place, I believe, on January the 12th, I believe is the date. So if you're hearing this after the fact, sorry, but do look up James Dean Limerick, James Dean Haiku, and you may see some very creative and fun things. Moving along, part one covered the first couple of categories. We got a lot of all-girl stuff coming up here. The next category, though, and if you go to avnawards.com, look at the nominees, you'll be able to follow what we're doing here. This category, Best All-Girl Group Scene. This is one of those things where they've separated it so much that all-girl scene is not enough, and they have to have all-girl group scene. So this would be more than two girls. A number of... I'm not going to go over all of these, just some of the ones that I remember seeing. Wicked Pictures Bikini Outlaws, Samantha Saint, Jesse Rose, and Anna Morna was very good. Hot and Mean 9 from Brazzers, Nikki Benz, Phoenix Marie, and Abby Brooks. Very hot scene if you haven't seen that one. Also Meow 3 from Generation X, Gracie Glam, Mia Malkova, and Raven Roquette. That was a really good scene. Once again, I do not reveal how I vote, generally speaking, but I do kind of give you some ideas if you listen closely. And again, just to recap, voting here is done on a weighted scale. So if, for example, I picked Bikini Outlaws as my number one, I still have to rank all the rest of them in order, and then the votes are tabulated, either way, and the winner is decided. So really, really am leaning toward the Meow scene. I have not seen all these, so I'm going to look at some more. One here, TNA. From Rockstar Adam and Eve, Tegan Presley, Allie Hayes, and Jesse Volt. That was a really good movie, by the way, Tegan and Alexis Texas. So we've got a number of scenes in here. Joey Silvera's got a movie here, Belladonna. Lots of Evil Angel on this list. Joey, Bella, Wicked's on there for Bikini Outlaws, Brazzers for the parodies, Philly Films, College Cuties Seduce MILF Beauties, Bella Noir, Tanya Tate, Veronica Avlov. Also a good one. Remember that one. That was a good scene. Gape Lovers from Jason and Evil Angel, Hot Mean from Brazzers, Lesbian Fuck Club from Philly Films, big giant group there. Let's say about seven or eight girls. Meow from Generation X, Naughty America has a scene in here, Bang Bros, Devil's Films, a seduction of Riley Reed, which is kind of a mini gangbang, Riley, Jody Taylor, Melody Jordan, and Lotus Lane, Streaker Girls from Rain Productions, Dasha Rain in that one, TNA, and then We Live Together from Reality Kings. So lots and lots of all-girl stuff. Next category, next two categories, also all girl. We're going total lesbian here. So here's an open invitation to people who really like the genre, because lesbian is not my favorite genre. You know, let me know. See what you guys think. Best all girl release. Looking at a couple here. There's some good ones. Tongue in Cheek from Evil Angel, Kevin Moore. Slumber Party, Cupcake Sluts, Rain Productions, Tasha Rain's own production company. Really good stuff. Meow 3 from Generation X, tough one to beat. Got to be honest, really, really tough to beat there. Girls Will Be Boys from Belladonna. Lesbian Crime Stories from Girlfriend Films. Girl Squad, Digital Playground. Girl Fever, New Sensations. Surprised that there are not more Girlfriend Films movies on here, because they do really excellent stuff. Got to see all the rest of these. Haven't seen all of them. Best All-Girls Series. Belladonna's No Warning. Girlfriends from Third Degree. Girls Kissing Girls from Sweetheart. Haze Her from Morally Corrupt. We'll get back to that. Hot and Mean from Brazzers. Lesbian Adventures from Sweetheart. Lesbian Anal POV from Evil Angel. Lesbian Guidance Counselor from Girl Candy. Lesbian Psychodramas. Girlfriends. Mommy and Me from Philly Films. Mother-Daughter Exchange Club. Girlfriends. Party of Three. Bang Productions. Seduction of. Devil's Films. We Live Together. Reality Kings. And Women Seeking Women. Girlfriends Films. So that's three Girlfriend Films lines nominated. Congratulations for them. Haze Her from Morally Corrupt. That's an interesting series. Lots of fun. Sort of a sorority hazing theme. Sort of almost a forced... the forced bi genre for the guys, I guess, is almost a forced lesbian, or at least a sort of coerced lesbian series. Hot and Mean is Brazzers' kind of roughish lesbian line. They kept that one. They got rid of Porn Star Punishment, but they kept Hot and Mean, and they've toned it down a bit. Also a very good series, though. Tough one there. Belladonna's No Warning always produces really great titles, by the way. So, you know, you can look there. One thing about Morally Corrupt, I'm going to go ahead and use the thing here. I've been promoting their movies for a while, because they also do Tale of the Dancing Bear, which is a strip club public sex line that I really like, and a website that's fantastic. But honestly, whoever runs their affiliate program, if you guys want to hit them up over and over, you know, they approve affiliates, and we send them traffic, and then we're locked out. So I have no idea if I've ever sent a sale to them or not, but can't get an email answered over there at all. I do get the DVDs from Jules Jordan Video. Thank you, Jules. But they're kind of lame, you know? Answer. Just answer your affiliates, will you? Come on. All right, so that's that. Moving on to the next one. We have Best All-Sex Release. These are some of my favorites, usually. The Gonzo, the all-sex movies. I love features, but come on. I love this genre for a long time. Allie Hayes' Natural Beauty from Vivid. Allie is really, really pretty and very sexy. Deep Pussy from Darko. That's Evil Angel. Eternal Passion from Exotica. Hot Body Inc. from Elegant Angel. Tattooed Girl movie. Innocent Till Proven Filthy 11 from Eric Everhart, Jules Jordan. Intimate Encounters 3 from Adam and Eve. Oasis Intimate Encounters from Adult Source. Pretty Dirty Six from New Sensations. Saints and Sinners, Wicked Pictures. Skin Tight, Wicked Pictures. Slutty and Sluttier 18 from Manuel Ferrara. Soaking Wet from Jules Jordan. Swimsuit Calendar Girls 2013 from Elegant Angel. Threesome Fantasies Fulfilled from Pure Passion, which is Digital Sin. And Trashy from Rockstar Adam and Eve. my problem with this category is there's some very nice couples movies that fit into the all-sex genre because they're not overflowing with story. But at the same time, it's a different sensibility than Darko's Slutty and Sluttier 18, or Soaking Wet from Jules Jordan, or the Swimsuit Calendar Girls, which we used to call Gonzo, now it's all sex. So it almost feels like this is a tough competition, and two very different sensibilities, because obviously I have not seen all of these yet. I saw Skin Tight from Wicked Pictures. I liked it a lot. It's good, well-shot genre porn, but it's not as intense as Slutty and Sluttier 18, which is fantastic, or Swimsuit Calendar Girls. So it makes it tough to put those together, because Elegant and Evil shoot different style than Wicked or Vivid with the Allie Hayes movie, or the New Sensation stuff. Pretty Dirty is a great series. Really like that a lot. So, you know, having not seen all of them right now, I would lean toward Swimsuit Calendar Girls or Slutty and Sluttier 18. Let me pull that one up for you guys here. But I'm not sure if we need to go with another sub-genre, because honestly, if we do that, I mean, I can see why we would in this case, because you've got the Adam and Eve and some of the New Sensation softer stuff up against some serious hardcore gonzo stuff. And I'm just not sure. I mean, I know how I will vote, but it almost seems to me like it depends on the sensibility of the reviewer at this point. What makes something really excellent in this category? If they don't like gonzo, for example, you know, what happens then? Do they mark down the Jules Jordan movie and, you know, go with something softer and vice versa? So, you know, interesting thought, I guess. But I'm sure we will have plenty more to talk about. Best amateur release. They've still got amateur movies. I'm really, this is always one of my favorite genres. Even when it's not totally gorgeous people, I think the reality of it is really cool. Best amateur release, let's see if there's anything. But see, some of this, like College Rules 11, they've got Homegrown Video on here with Homegrown Girlfriends 4. I don't really know sometimes what constitutes amateur. You know, Reality Kings does their stuff. Vivid's got 100% Real Swingers, Meet the Rileys. That's probably going to win. That got a ton of press. Dare Dorm stuff is great. I don't think for a second that Dare Dorm is actually amateur porn, but they do a good job of finding girls we've never seen and maybe won't ever see again. So that's fantastic. Girls and Their Boys from Abby Winters, they do some good amateur stuff from Australia. Street Blowjobs from Reality Kings is a fun series. I just saw one of those. Liked that a lot. Best Amateur Series. 100% Real Swingers from Vivid. That one's okay. Amateur Big Dicks from Homegrown. The Homegrown stuff is great. The quality varies tremendously because it really is stuff that's submitted. So some is really good, some's not. You kind of have to like it. Amateur Street Pickups from Reality Kings. College Rules from Morally Corrupt. Dancing Bear from Morally Corrupt. Again, not amateur. It looks like it, though. They make it look like Real Girls at a Strip Club. Not the case. Dare Dorm from Reality Kings. Desires from Fantasy Films. Girlfriend's Revenge from Reality Kings. That's just early porn. Girls and Their Boys from Abby Winters. Homegrown Girlfriends from Homegrown. I Fucked My Buddy's Daughter from Amateur Triple X. Just Ripe and Ready 18 from Amateur Triple X. Nail and the Babysitter from Platinum. Real Couples from Amateur Relations. And Street Blowjobs from Reality Kings. Lots of stuff here. Most of this stuff I only get to see at award times. I'm going to get Jules Jordan and that stuff, but I don't get Reality Kings. I get Homegrown a little bit. I don't get like Amateur Triple X and Platinum Media. I wish I did because I really like it, and it's always fun to see what they come up with at the end of the year as kind of the best of the best in that genre. All right, got a little bit of time left. We can do. All right, the next three are anal. All right, best anal release. Anal Buffet 8 from Jay Sin. Anal Fanatics from Elegant Angel. I'll just go over some of, let's see, some of these. Anal Youth from Kelly Madison. Kelly Madison does some good stuff. Mr. Anal 4 from Bang Production. I just saw that. Very, very good. Weapons of Mass Destruction 7 from Jules Jordan Video. Interestingly enough, I think is really going to get a challenge from Wet Asses 2, which was William H.'s movie from Jules Jordan. Good stuff there. Anal Super Sluts from Mike Adriano. Anal Spinners from Mike Adriano. Mike's got a couple movies on there. Pretty good stuff. I would go with probably Weapons of Mass Destruction and Wet Asses as the top two. Best Anal Series, Amateur Anal Attempts from Homegrown. Interesting series. Not always the best action because it is amateur attempts. Interesting, though. Anal Babes Gone Wild from Swank. Ass Factory from Jules Jordan. I've seen that one. I like it. The Ass Party from Joey Silvera. That's very ass-oriented. Don't Tell My Wife I Ass Fucked the Babysitter from Devil's Films. Great title. Fun setups. Evil Anal from Manuel Ferrara. Very, very good series. I Want to Butt Fuck Your Daughter. Devil's Films. In Anal Sluts We Trust from Cruel Media. Jules Jordan. Let's Try Anal from Mofos. The Laywood Anal Hazing Crew. Mark Wood and Francesca Lay. Really good series. Misleading Teenagers into Anal Sex. I just got this, a couple of these. I'm going to check these out. It's a great title. Mr. Anal from Bang Production, Perry's DPs from David Perry, Put It in Her Ass from Reality Kings, and Rump Riders from Ass Factory. Tough call here. Evil Anal stands out right away, but I got to check out Misleading Teenagers into Anal Sex. It sounds funny. Best Anal Sex Scene, and then we will call it a day. Running a little long here. let's see, Annika, which is Hard X, Mason's new series. Annika Albright's first anal with Mick Blue, really fantastic. Asian Bombshells from Elegant Angel. Asakira Ramon Nomar, whew, also very good. Lexi Bell does anal with Mick Blue in Big Wet Asses 22. Stoya doing anal in Code of Honor. That one should get that one will get a little play because it's Stoya doing anal. Of course, Farrah Superstar, Backdoor Teen Mom, Farrah Abraham taking James Dean. That's going to be a tough one to overlook, too, because of who she is. Mandingo Massacre 8, with Chanel Preston taking it from Mandingo. That's quite the anal scene there. Skin Diamond and LT from Skin. You know, those are kind of I would put Farrah Superstar as a long shot, because I don't think they would want to disrespect the actual porn stars. I'm going to put the Asakira Ramon Nomar and the Annika Albright Mick Blue scene at the top of my list. So, that's it. Thank you for listening. I'm Roger Pipe from Roger Reviews. Please check out rogerreviews.com. Check out our sponsors, hotmovies.com, adultdvdempire.com, adultdvdmarketplace.com. Check them all out. Also, pipelinemultimedia.com for all of your adult and mainstream PR needs. Drop me a line, roger@rogerreviews.com, or over on Twitter. And, you know, I'll get back to you and we'll mention these things. I really appreciate your feedback. And I will talk to you again soon. Thanks a lot.